Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Getting the Answers to Life's Questions, and I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. And tonight I have, today, it's not night, it's morning. Okay, I have a special guest, and Elizabeth is with us, and I can hear her giggling in the background, so I know she's there.
It kind of looks like night out here right now. It's so kind of gray, so...
Well, it's bright and sunny here. I don't know why I said night, but it's been an interesting morning.
Funny. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I went to do the setup for the show, you know, and I always wait till like the last minute, but I was actually early because it was 15 minutes before the show was supposed to start. And I pull up the studio and it says, your next show is in 4 days. And I'm like, no, it's in 15 minutes. And I swore that I had set up this show after you agreed to be on. I thought I'd gone back into Blog Talk and set up all the stuff, and I hadn't. So this show wasn't set up till 5 minutes ago.
I love it. I love it. That happened to me one time. I would do the show, my little show. You know, I just do a little short one. And it's like, wait a minute. Nothing. No, I mean, mine was blank, totally blank. So I'm like, oh my gosh, scramble, 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 scramble. We're good. The angels are saying we're good at flowing with the go.
Well, you know, when you live in easy world, you have to be able to flow. So
that's right. That's right, baby.
So Elizabeth, tell everybody about you.
Oh, my goodness. I was afraid you were going to ask that question. Actually, I'm not. I wasn't afraid. I'm being silly. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm just calling on the angels. Like, you guys need to help me here. Okay. They're guiding me. Okay. I was born Laura Elizabeth Roberts. Back in 1957. So I just turned 58 last month. And I don't know why they're telling me to tell you this stuff, but I assume they won't go get too carried away and tell every single detail of my life story. But they're saying there's a reason. There's a method to all this. Okay. Anyway, I've been on this planet for incarnation, in this body, in this 3D reality for 58 years, and I've been on my spiritual path. I kind of consider it pretty much my whole life, but I remember when I was a little kid thinking there's got to be something more. There's got to be something more, and I remember, okay, maybe when I get to school, you know, and then I get to school, it's like, no, that's not it. You know, then it was like, well, maybe when I get to middle school, that'll, or junior high, it was for me, Maybe I need junior high. No. Maybe I need high school. No, that was never it. And for me, I had a big click when I took my first yoga class. So when I was 15, I took a Kundalini yoga class and had my first experience of yoga and meditation and chanting. And so, and I totally left my body. It was really a trip. I can still remember that feeling of, at the end, towards the end of the class, they always do what they call a layout. So I think there's actually a yoga term for that, which I can't think of what it is right now. But anyway, everyone's laid out, and some people fall asleep and some people don't and whatever. It's just kind of a little relaxation time. And I can still remember seeing myself flying around the room and looking at everyone laying there. So I think that was my big kind of epiphany of, you know, now my past, I click, you know, big click. So anyway, that was a little while ago, and it's really kind of fun. Have you noticed, Barbara Grace, that sometimes it's really great to look back and see how far you've come on your path? I mean,
yeah. There's
something, you know what I mean? It's like sometimes it helps to remind ourselves, especially if maybe we're having a hard day or you know, what my tendency might have been, it's not so much anymore, is to like, what's wrong with me, you know? And so then I can look back a little bit and go, oh, yeah, I've come a long ways, baby, you know? So anyway, that's kind of the start. They're saying, that's all you need to know for now. So, okay. Anyway, I ended up becoming a Sikh and with a turban when I was still in high school and got the name Sadhu Kar Khalsa. And then at some point I kind of eased away from doing that in a real straight kind of way. And then I decided to go, I was born Laura Elizabeth, and then I decided that Elizabeth felt right. And so that was probably about 25 years ago now. And then I really love the name Sadhu. That's my given spiritual name. And so I use it as my last name. And it's like it's my name. It's not my dad's name. It's not my husband's name. It's not anybody's name, but it's my name, you know. So although I did borrow my husband's name for a while when we lived in another city. That's a whole other story, you know.
I love that. You borrow
anyway. I asked him too. Can I borrow your name for a little while?
It's funny. His last name is Farwell, and if anybody calls our house, although we don't have a landline anymore, but if anybody calls the house. That when they used to call and say, is this Mrs. Farwell? I'd say, oh, no, she lives in Iowa. So it was kind of handy, you know. So anyway, now here we are. And I've been talking to angels for a long time. And I've got my guides, the Beans, B-E-A-N-S. And, you know, you just never know who's going to pop out and talk to us. Oh, Archangel Michael is saying, hi, I'm here. Or he was kind of like, honey, I'm home.
He is so funny.
He is funny. He is very funny. He goes, and yeah, you better not forget about it. Okay. So anyway, I'm so delighted to be here today with my
Ms. Barbara Grace, and delight. Thanks for inviting me, sweetie.
For agreeing to do it. I just love doing shows with you. We always have so much fun.
We do. We do.
So that's why I was guided to. Yes, that's what life is about, learning to laugh, learning to celebrate life. Because when you were talking about, you know, looking at the past and how far you've come, that I was hearing that's why you need to celebrate your accomplishments so that you realize that, yes, you are moving forward. You are not stuck. So.
Yes. Amen, sister.
Wonderful. Okay, and they want me to mention, they always have me mention this, and I always feel like, okay, everybody should know this, but I'm going to say it anyway because they say to say it. So
okay. They
want me to mention that I offer free 20-minute discovery sessions using Infinity Healing. All you have to do is go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, click on Schedule Now, click on Discovery Session, and book your session. And this is completely free. I will not be selling you anything. We will spend 20 minutes using Infinity Healing, which is an incredible modality to clear up issues in your life, and you will feel the difference. And then you can decide what you want to do from there. So,
yeah.
All right, I got that.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I can vouch for it. It's awesome.
I can too. It is. It's changed my life. Boy, I can tell you. Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you ready to rock and roll?
You bet, baby.
Okay. Well, then we will go to our first caller, and it's someone that you have talked to before in the past. Hi, Janetta.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Janetta.
Hi, Elizabeth. Look, I want to nickname her Elizabeth Giggles Fadu.
I like that.
You can call me anything you want, honey.
No, yeah. You know, look, I was like, oh my goodness, I love it when you're on, and I love it when you have your songs. And I was like, is there a message or a song for me today?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, that's so funny. Barbara Grace and I play Words with Friends, and she's laughing because I know sometimes, like, what was that, a couple games ago, every word she played, I would send her a little message because it would remind me of a song. And so then she played Ave last night, and I'm like, oh, there's another song, you know, Ave Maria. And then she says, I think maybe you're supposed to sing on the show tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
All
I can hear is a beautiful song. And, oh, my goodness, the last time you sang a song, it was so beautiful.
Oh,
and I said,
nice.
I want to hear a beautiful song message
or
something.
Okay, well, let's see what the angels are thinking. So I realized, you know, it was kind of interesting, Barbara Grace and Janetta, because when I hear her sing a song, it's kind of, I realize it makes me feel like slightly nervous. But when I get a chant, then I'm like, oh, yeah, I know how to do that. Isn't that interesting? Like, there's something about singing a song. Isn't that funny? Because I know, you know, what I'm chanting, it's like I'm singing a song, right? But anyway, just to be totally out with y'all, you know, right? Okay, angels, what's this, you know?
Or, you know,
okay,
like a
angels.
Yeah, go ahead, do your thing. I said, do your thing. I just requested it, but, you know, it's whatever you do. And
oh,
I just
honey, oh, yeah,
see.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're hearing it too. Okay, so angels, what is it? Angels, what is it for Ms. Janetta? Okay, they're saying, for some reason, they're saying it's the chant for miracles. So I don't know what it was I sang last time, but so this is the one for you. And what they like to tell me is that it's kind of like, it's not exactly that we need a chant for miracles to get a miracle to happen for us. It's almost like it helps twist around, like shift our brain a little bit in, because sometimes things happen and we're like, holy cow, how'd that happen? Or, oh my gosh, I can hardly believe it. Or, you know, sometimes we're hanging on to stuff or we got old things happening that are, it's like amazing that it shifts. And so then it feels like a miracle. So it's almost like this idea of with the chant for miracles, like that it helps us kind of shift our thinking in like, wow, here's this amazing, miraculous thing happening. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. You should see my room. It'll be a miracle I clean it up.
You're funny. Oh, okay. With enough said, and they're saying, go ahead and chant it. Dun dun ram das guru, jinastiriya tenasavadiya, puri hoe karamata apasirjana hare dhariya, sikhiyate sangati parabrahmakara namasakariya, atala ataho tolatu tera antana paravariya. Jini tu sevia paukara, se tu depara utaria. La balo bakama kro de maho marakade tu de sapara varia. Dana satera tona he, sachatera fe sakaria. Nanakatu lahana tu he, guru omara tu vicharia. Guru Dittata Manna Sadariya, Guru Dittata Manna Sadariya.
Ooh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying many, 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 okay, okay, many, 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 many blessings upon you.
Well, I received that.
Many, many.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you. That was beautiful. I can't wait to have the show. I can replay the song and clean up the room, dancing around.
There
you
go. Oh, I love it. How fun.
But thank you, lady, so much. Hey, Barbara.
You betcha.
Hey, Janetta. Okay, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we were all being so polite, right? Like waiting for the other one to talk.
Don't do that. That scares me. I think the computer's crashed or something.
But no, thank you so much for bringing that sunshine and laughter and song and miracles on the way. You know, you guys are awesome.
Oh, well, honey, we love you.
They have a message for you, too.
Okay,
let's see what it is. Ooh. Oh, boy, I've got all this energy moving through me already, and I haven't even started. Okay, here is the message for you, Janetta. Beloved one, where do we begin? Your life has changed so much. You have become this beautiful, open, blossoming flower. And you are allowing yourself to be more and more every day. And we want to applaud you for what you've done, for what you are doing. You are taking a situation where so many people would just completely fall apart. And you are coming together more and more. You are being that beautiful light, that example to others of a different way of dealing with things. And you are allowing your life to flow with grace and ease. And we love it. And we love you. And we want you to know what you already know, which is that things are just going to get better and better. And we do see you on an island, so be prepared. We know that that is in your future. It's where you are meant to be, to allow yourself to be nourished by the waters. To just fill your cup and to truly be okay with who you are, where you are, and everything that's going on in your life. So know that as you are going through this transition, you are doing an excellent job. And even if you do not do it perfectly, you know that you are doing it perfectly. Because there is no wrong. There can't be. There's only love. And you are love. So enjoy your day. Enjoy your song. Enjoy the butterflies of life. We love you. Be well. Oh, I wonder if they're going to send you another batch of butterflies.
Oh, my goodness. That was beautiful. That's right. That's right. All those butterflies, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And Elizabeth, I didn't tell you, I had to take my young adults to college, and up and down the highway, nothing but yellow butterflies just flying around and hitting the windshield. And, you know, before I had left, I saw these yellow butterflies. But I just feel so blessed right now knowing that I have I feel like I got an angel in me.
Yeah, you betcha.
But thank you.
Well,
that was awesome. Yeah, so let us keep on enjoying this day, y'all. I love you.
You too. Love you, honey.
Love you too.
All right, I'm going to go out and keep listening. And thank you both for the beautiful messages. You guys are so loving. I love you both.
Love you, honey.
Thank you. We love you too.
Mwah. Mwah.
Yes. Mwah.
Mwah.
All right. She is such a wonderful woman.
She sure is.
Now it's time to get serious here.
Oh, yeah, let's get serious. Okay, I'm ready. Go.
Oh, I have such a difficult time being serious. I really do.
Tell me about it.
Sometimes I really worry about, you know, other people's perceptions. No, actually, I don't really worry about other people's perceptions. But, you know, sometimes I'm talking with someone and they're talking about something that's serious in their lives. You know, they're telling me about the horrible things that are going on in their lives. And I start laughing. And they are like, "You're laughing at me." I said, "No, I am just laughing with joy because you are such an incredible creator. Look at the crap that you created in your life. Wow, you are powerful." And eventually they come to understand what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah.
But I have had some people who got seriously offended with me, and then later they were like, "Okay, I understand now. I'm not mad at you anymore." Okay, whatever you needed, that's what you got.
That's right. That's it. That's it.
It's really easy for us to forget that we are the ones creating everything we experience.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that when we were playing and you had put that AG up there when I got to my time to play, I looked at that and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? I can't make a word out of that. And I had a W and an E, and that's all I needed.
I know. Well, hell, woman, it was on the triple word, too.
I thought
I'm setting it up. I know. I'm like, I'm totally setting it up for her, you know. And then you played on it, and I said, I was afraid that was going to happen, and you said, you made it happen.
And I appreciate you creating so many points for me. That was so sweet of you.
Oh, my pleasure. My deep pleasure, darling. Just so you all know, I don't know how many times I've ever beat Barbara Grace. That woman beats me at Words with Friends like practically every single game.
You always give me a run for my money, though. So,
well, good.
We are neck and neck.
We have...
So it's fun.
We have fun, honey. We have fun. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's just one of those examples of the way we learn about ourselves and all of the stuff that's going on with us by playing a game. Because one of the things that I've learned from playing the games that I play with the people that I play them with is to let go of being competitive, where it doesn't matter to me whether or not I win. I do it for the fun of it. And
absolutely.
People who've known me all my life know that that is a huge change because I was extremely competitive.
Oh,
talk about a sore loser. That was me.
Interesting. You know what's interesting? I found that when I play Scrabble or Words with Friends, I've noticed that I have this. Now you can tell me what you think about this. I have this feeling like I must open the board up for everyone. And so there's this interesting kind of little war within myself that's like, oh, but I have to play, you know, I have to make the most points and play the best play. But then I'm like, no, but I need to open the board up more. It doesn't matter how many points I get. I need to open the board up so it's better for all of us kind of thing, you know. So it's an interesting kind of little back and forth, you know, not even very like conscious. It's almost like it's just this little, you know, tweaking in my head about what to play, which is interesting, you know. So I don't know. Who knows what that's all about? I mean, part of it is I know I've had some old, like, not take care of myself first kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, so it's like, oh, this here I have to take care of everyone else first. So there's some of that, I think. So it's interesting. I found it interesting that then it shows up in the game, you know? Like, isn't that interesting how it's kind of just everywhere, right? So anyway, interesting stuff. We do. We learn so much from all of that. The angels are telling me if it's a good time, you tell me if it's a good time, that I have this new chant that I've been doing, and what they've told me is that it's for our ascension process, to ease the ascension process.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So is it a good time?
Oh, it's a perfect time.
Excellent. Okay, I'm just going to pull. Oh, okay, just a sec. I want to make sure that I'm, because it's pretty new, so let me, oh, God. Okay, I'm just finding it in my prayer book. Oh, wait, there. Okay, is that it? Do-do-do-do-do. This is a very hard to read prayer book. I read it in a different script. It's called Gurmukhi. So I guess it looks a little bit like, it kind of looks a little bit like Sanskrit. Okay, just a sec. Sorry. I'm just humming a little bit while I... You know what? The angels are saying I don't need that. They're saying that I can just chant it and it's fine, that I remember it well enough. Okay. Okay, so do you guys have something else to say about this? So they're saying that this is a chant to... originally, I read about it, and it's in the very beginning of the Sikh holy book. It's the first, there's a first prayer that's a daily prayer called Japji. And within that, there are, I think, 36 paragraphs, which they call puris. And so I have used different ones throughout my life in the last 40-something years. And they're often good for different things. Like there's one that's supposed to be good for prosperity. There's one I've used really, really a lot that's for neutral mind. And I like to say non-attachment. And so this is one that I was just reading about recently where the woman said that she uses it to if she feels overwhelmed, she
she chants this, and it's like giving it up to God. But, you know, it's really about giving it up to our higher power, giving it up to the universe, giving it to ourselves in a way, you know, that we have that within us. And then what the angels told me, then elaborating on it, was they said, this is really a chant. I've been doing it every day to prepare, to help, to just be part of this ascension process we're in, and to help us understand it. And because I know, you know, there's been so much confusion around what that word means, what the whole thing means, and all that. So, okay, they're saying to explain it a little bit. So what I've gotten about the whole ascension thing is that it's like we're shifting ourselves, focusing on ourselves, because that's really all we can focus on, right, to help ourselves be the best we can be. But really, it's also about recognizing who we are, that we are already perfect divine beings. And they're saying wallowing around in that, you know, that amazingness that we are. And that as we do that, and as we combine with others who are doing that, and as we are in that knowingness that we are all one, that we're raising the energy, we're raising the vibration of this planet. And as we do that, that sinks into the, they liken it to like a snail that goes along in there, or a slug, you know, that there's like kind of that trail. And so they say, as we do that, that we leave behind that little trail, and then as others walk on that where we've been, then it's oozing up into them. And then as we're all kind of sharing that lovely energy, it's also then healing Mother Earth. So anyway, okay, well, that was way more than I expected to talk about. So I'll go ahead and do the chant. Okay. Tapya na jaye kita na hoe ape up naranjana soe jinasevia tanapaye man nanaka gavya guni nadan gavya sunya manarakye bao dukha parahara sukha garale jai guru mukha nadang guru mukha vedang guru mukha rahya samai Guru Isur Kora Kora Kabarama Guru Parapati Mai Jeho Jana Aka Nahi Kehna Katana Jai Gura Ikade Bujai Savana Jiaka Ikadata So Me Visara Najai. So their angels are saying that if you want, you can listen to this again, you know, through the Barbara Grace's Blog Talk Radio site, and that this will ease, if you're feeling agitated, this might ease that, and just kind of allowing yourself to just sit and take in the sound. They're saying you don't have to chant it yourself, you don't have to understand what the words mean. That it's just about just letting it kind of, they're showing it kind of like these little lights, ray lights. It's like they're showing these little laser lights are going into your body as you listen to it and going into your cells, and that it's like it's going in and kind of recalibrating almost and integrating in within your whole system, within our whole bodies and our whole system. Oh, that's interesting. I've never had that vision before. So anyway, there you go. Okay.
Well, great. Thank you.
You betcha.
Okay, and so you were talking about a chant for, what did you call it, neutralizing your mind?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to do
that one?
I want
to hear that one. Yes, please.
You betcha. Well, that was, you know, that's an interesting thing, because I remember I started doing that one, oh my gosh, before my kids were born. My son just turned 35, so that tells you how long ago that was. And what I what I noticed about myself is that I was really good at seeing, like, oh my God, this is going to happen, you know, X thing's going to happen, and getting worried about it, right? Or my brain mm-hmm. could go way the other way and see, like, get all excited and really hopeful and then maybe be disappointed or maybe not, you know. And so this chant, it's a, one of the same, it's in the, it's the 19th one in this Japji I was telling you about, the morning prayer for the Sikhs out of the Sikh holy book. And it's for neutral mind. But what I would see is I would see, you know, you can have that, you know, master the negative mind, like, oh, my God, everything's horrible, right? Or you can master the positive mind where, oh, yeah, you just see everything as this, as, you know, this amazing whatever, which can be really good, but can also be, can be maybe, okay, the angels are chiming in. What they're saying is that in our humanness, we are, have all kinds of ideas about what we think should happen or could happen or whatever. And they're saying they'd love to see us as humans be a little more open to possibilities. So they're saying that although having a positive mind is really good on many levels, they're saying that to be open to even more, to be open to, sometimes it can look like a negative thing, but it actually ends up being an amazing thing. So it's like it's easy for us in our humanness to judge something happening. And they're just saying, as a quick example, my last job, I was fired. But it ended up being this huge blessing and wonderful thing. But, you know, in my humanness, I never would have asked to be fired from my job, right? But so many things mm-hmm. came out of that, you know. So anyway, okay. So there's, and then the recent thing I've been hearing about this is it's kind of this also a non-attachment. So we're not attached to the outcome, you know. So we're open. We're very open. They're showing me this kind of like our whole head, our arms are wide open, and we're, and our arms are like up in the air, and our palms are open, and we're just accepting and taking in all that's amazing and wonderful and beautiful. And and sometimes it might look a little quirky, right? But we're open and we're loving it all. Okay. Asankanav, asankatav, agam agam asankalo, asankakehe sirabara hoy, akari nam, akari sala, akari gyan gita gunaga, akari lakana bolana ban, akara sirasan joga vikan. Jinne leke tisir nai, jifur pai, tif tif pai, keta, jeta, kita, teta, now, venana ve nahi ko tau, kururata kavan kaha vichar, varyana java ekavar, jo tu dabhave sai balikar, tu sada salamata nirankar.
That one feels nice, too.
That one I did, I guess I did it, oh, I know, after my son was born, I had this just really intense pain when I was breastfeeding him, and I couldn't figure out, I had it for about 9 months, like after I nurse him, I would have this burning and just really hard to deal with feeling pain in my breast. And so I started doing that chant, just like I thought maybe it would help. I did it for 2 years, 11 times a day, like I was really into it. But I finally, and I don't know why I'm sharing this story. Yeah, I mean, you know how that is. Like, why does this stuff come up? But anyway, so with the nursing thing, I finally figured, I know, crazy, huh? So for some reason, I then figured out, it took about 9 months I had that pain, but I would not give up nursing. And I figured out that it was like this old program from my mom, not that she did it consciously, that it was like I didn't deserve to be a woman. And what was the most womanly thing was, you know, feeding your child, right? And so it was mm-hmm. this very huge epiphany around that, and then the pain went away because it wasn't anything physical that we could figure out, you know. So I don't know why that story, I haven't thought of that in a really long time, so who knows. Crazy why that one came off, presumably somebody, it's for somebody out there.
Well, yeah, because people are always thinking there has to be some logical medical reason for whatever is going on. And everything is tied in with what we believe. And our beliefs show themselves to us in so many different ways. And so if you're sick, there must be some belief that's running in the background that you probably want to let go of so then you can be healthy.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure that's where Infinity Healing can really be hugely efficacious.
Well, it works for me. That's all I can say about it. Whenever well, I know that whenever I'm feeling, you know, less than 100%, I can take some time and start looking at myself, look at what's going on in me, you know, asking myself, how do I heal, and really, really going with the, what is the wording? It's kind of going with the flow, but going with the flow in reverse, you know, to see where the river started instead of
going
the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then when I can
exactly.
do that, then I can eliminate the belief, and there's absolutely no need for whatever was going on to be going on anymore. So it's becoming aware of yourself.
Right, right. And it kind of ties into what I was saying about the neutral mind, you know. It's like sometimes we see things and or things happen to us or we're sick or whatever it is, but really it's an opportunity for healing and for clearing some old belief or some old whatever experience, you know. I really believe, I have a friend, my dear mentor and friend, calls God or the universe the home office. And so he'll say something to me like, oh, you don't have to worry about that. The home office will take care of that. You know, like the home office will facilitate, you know, and I love that. And then it just kind of cracks me up too. It makes me feel, you know, I just kind of laugh, right? And of course, I laugh at practically everything anyway.
I like that though, the home office,
Yeah, isn't that fun? He's always like, oh, you don't need to do anything. The home office will facilitate that. Yeah, so that's fun.
And there's something that I've been doing for about a week now is, how do I put this? It's having a conversation with my shadow self. And you can see your shadow self as your ego or whatever you want to. And it's interesting because I'll set aside time and I'll go within and I'll ask my shadow self to come and join me. And when she shows up, then I tell her what it is that I want to create in my life. And then she starts going off and telling me all the reasons why I can't do it. And it's interesting the beliefs that she has about what is and is not possible for me. And then I clear all of that stuff because I realize I've been living her beliefs. And her beliefs are screwy. I don't want to live those beliefs anymore.
It's like, out, damn smog, out. Lady Macbeth, you know.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing that I find about doing it the way that I'm doing it instead of, you know, trying to defeat the ego or get rid of the ego, this is more of an honoring of the ego. You know, she gets to say whatever it is she needs to say. She gets to get it out there. I listen to her. And then I have a beautiful group of angels come and take her off, you know.
Yeah, but it's, you know, really that part has served us, you know, has helped us. And it's the angels are saying that it's, I've worked with different people around, you know, whatever it is going on. And they've suggested embracing the whatever it is, you know. So it's like welcoming, mm-hmm. embracing, and that as we accept and love and you know, embrace, that it's like it dissipates then. So somehow it's like a recognition and honoring that I think is really important. You know? Yeah, yeah.
It is, and it makes a big difference, because as long as you're fighting, then they're fighting against you, and they're getting all of that beautiful energy out of you through that fighting.
Yes.
And I'm not giving my shadow self energy anymore. I'm simply saying, okay, tell me whatever you want to tell me. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. You know.
I know. It's really good. I noticed that sometimes I've had to, you know, work to get in that frame of mind to do embrace. But then when I do that, I can feel the energy just start shifting immediately. And so that feels really good, mm-hmm. you know. And it's like, but I sometimes have to remind myself, right?
Well, we're human and we get in our little moods.
We are human.
We decide that we don't want to change. This is too much work. Why don't you guys just come on and fix this? You know what's screwed up in me, you know. And we forget that our guides and our angels, they don't see anything screwed up in us. They don't see anything wrong.
Yeah.
They just see that we are making choices. That's why God
doesn't
just come down and fix the world, because God looks at the world and says, okay, that's all right.
Yeah. So true.
So it's wonderful that we get this deeper understanding of why things are the way that they are, why we have the freedom to make choices that can really screw up our lives, you know?
Well, and have you ever done, you know, we were talking earlier about looking back a little bit. Have you ever done that and you could see, like, oh, okay, I did this one thing that at the time maybe seemed like a screw-up, but then you could see how it led you down a certain way, you know, like maybe it was just a big learning or a big aha and led you to something, you know, to then change your life, shift your life. Anyway, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. And
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So anyway.
Well, while you were saying that, you know, I was thinking of, I don't know why I was thinking of this, but I will share it anyway. When I was, I was like 19, and I had come home for the weekend from college, and I was on this date with this guy, and we went to this carnival, and I ended up spending money on these games, you know, the carnival games, the ones that you're not supposed to win anyway. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to do that, but I was doing it anyway because he kept encouraging me, you should play this and this is fun and all this other stuff. And so I was listening to him instead of listening to myself. And so after the date was over, you know, and I'm looking back and going, why did I do that? I didn't want to spend my money on those stupid games. And it was teaching me that I was letting someone else be more important than I was allowing myself to be. I was putting someone before me. And they were showing me that. Of course, I didn't completely learn the lesson in that moment. It took me, let's see, I'm 57 now, so I've almost learned it now.
Hey, we're not slow learners or anything here.
That's
people.
Right.
Don't be getting the wrong idea.
We are eternal beings, so we have forever to learn these lessons.
That's right. Oh, I like that. I like that, Barbara Grace. No big rush here.
I'll just take a couple of more lifetimes. But that is true for every single one of us. We don't have to learn the lesson right here in this second and beat ourselves up over the fact that we didn't learn whatever it is we were supposed to learn, because we have forever. And this is supposed to be a joyous experience where we are learning every single moment of our existence. And that just feels so much better than, oh, my God, I'm 57 and I haven't learned anything. But I have learned a lot, and I know it. Okay, we have a question in the chat room. Let's see. Angel in Disguise says, hi, love some insight on my house. How long do you see me living here? And the first thing that pops into my mind is, as long as you want to live there. So, I just love how smart angels can be.
The angels are, actually, Archangel Michael is showing, he's like rolling around, holding his stomach, laughing. He thinks that's really funny. There we go again. We're all serious. I'm sure the person, it was a serious question. I mean, you know, but we just seem to find the humor in everything.
Well, there is humor in everything. And
of course.
I like that. Okay, so Angel in Disguise is typing again. Angel in Disguise, do not get offended by our laughing, because life is meant to be enjoyed. That's why we laugh. Let me see if there's anything else. All right, are you getting anything for Angel in Disguise about how long Angel is supposed to be living? Angel is living.
Okay. Well, first of all, my guides like to tell people that they're not really that great at predicting the future, because they say, although it may be extremely accurate, that only may be true for the next 5 minutes or so. And they like to tell people that the world is shifting in such a rapid pace, in such a rapid pace that things can move so quickly. And you know, 1 second it could be true and the next second it could not be true. So they don't predict, because, you know, it just creates expectations and then can, you know, lead to disappointment or anger or whatever. And so with all that said, what they would like me to share with Angel in Disguise is that you will know the exact time when it's time for you to make changes or shifts in what you're doing. They're saying that there is a reason why you're there. They feel that you're perhaps a little anxious, like you're supposed to move, but that there's some reason why you're still there. And they say, Angel in Disguise, you don't have to be in disguise anymore. You can just come out and be who you are. That you know, you are very, very, very tuned in, and you know, and you need to trust what you're getting about what you're supposed to do. They're saying that's actually the most important message here today, that really it has nothing to do with your house or living there, but that Angel in Disguise, come out of the closet. They want you to really know that you know. You have an inkling. Trust it. You get something come in your head about what you're to do. Trust it. They say that the more you do that, the more you'll get confirmation. I mean, there's times when you don't get any confirmation at all. You just really have to, you know, trust and jump off, you know, off the cliff and trust that you're doing the right thing. But they're saying that you know, and they know that you know, but that you're thinking still you need to get outside confirmation. So they're saying again, they're cracking themselves up. Come out of the closet, Angel in Disguise. You can do it. So.
Well, Angel had added to the message saying that they dreamed about it, and the question was, why are they dreaming about it? And so what I'm getting about the dream is that dreams are, of course, not exactly what they appear to be. And a lot of times, I know this is true for me, and I'm assuming it's true for other people, and if it's not, so be it. When you dream about a home, that home is actually a representation of you. I mean, I've had these dreams where I was, you know, tearing down rooms and building new rooms on a house, and I'm waking up going, well, am I supposed to, you know, start knocking down walls or something? But they were showing me the changes that I was making in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they were using the house as a representation of me. And I've lived in a lot of different houses, and so sometimes they go back to the house that I lived in when I was a child, you know, to show me things about what happened in my life then and how it's affecting me now. So if you are dreaming of moving, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are actually going to move. It could mean that you, the person, are evolving, you are changing, you are growing, and they are showing you that. You are becoming a new person. So that's what they're telling me. Okay, so they're adding some more. So it's like those dreams where you are driving a car. And again, this, I get these a lot, so I don't know if other people do or not. But I'll be driving along in a car and something will happen. And then I'll start driving backwards and the brakes won't work, or I'm suddenly sitting in the back seat so that I can't actually reach the steering wheel, but the car is still moving. You know, things like that, where they're telling me that I need to make sure that I recognize that I am the one who is deciding where I'm going. I am the one driving this car. And it's okay for me to accept that, to stand in my power, to drive my own car, to decide where I want to go. And they use those dreams about driving to get that message across to me. And it took me a while to really understand that. Yeah, there was a little time in there where I was thinking, okay, I don't really want to go to sleep because every time I go to sleep, I'm driving and it's I can't do anything with these cars, you know.
You get more tired.
Yes, you wake up exhausted because you've been fighting this car all night through your dreams. Until I began to understand what it was they were showing me, because I asked for clarity, and they always provide me with clarity when I ask, but sometimes I don't ask. I just assume they're supposed to know. I miss why they love me so much.
Right.
So,
I'm
Angel,
also
you
getting...
can ask for clarity. Okay,
yes. I was just going to say almost the exact same thing, Barbara Grace. I was getting that you definitely can ask for clarity. And then angels are telling me, and they've often said to people, ask for a neon sign. If you feel like you're not getting a clear enough message, they're saying, ask for neon. We're happy to provide it. So in other words, you know, it may not literally be a neon sign, but it will help it be clear to you, like if you're supposed to move, what your next step is, let's say, in your life, that kind of thing.
And that's an important way of putting it, actually. Just ask for the next step.
Yeah.
Because people tend to ask for, you know, every step along the journey so they know exactly what they're supposed to do for the next 10 years, and your guidance will not tell you that. They don't, because everything is subject to change. It's like you were saying about predicting the future. You know, 5 minutes from now, it could be a whole different world. And whatever they had told you is no longer accurate. So simply ask for the next step. And so she says that in the dream, someone else was painting it another color, old friends. One I had problems with, my car was broken into the other day, and crazy neighbors still have lots to do with the repairs. So you might want to really look at what you are creating with this house, with your life. Look at what you are creating with all of it so that you can have a clear understanding of what you're creating in your life. because it is all happening based on what you believe, on what you create. You are the one who is in control. And when you really understand your thoughts and your feelings about it, then you can change anything that you need to change so that you can actually have what you desire instead of feeling stuck or afraid in where you are now. Because I'm picking up that there's some fear in there. And welcome back, Elizabeth.
Thank you. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden it went beep and I was gone. So
I know. I looked up and it said, call drop. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. I'm back.
Okay. Angel is typing again. So
good.
So Angel said, thanks for the clarity. And so Angel, tell me what you're afraid of, because that is right there. Interesting. So are you picking up any fear in Angel, or is it just me?
I'm not getting it right this second. I think it's almost like more of a just not sure where to go, what to do.
Okay.
So maybe there's a slight fear of, I don't know what my next thing, or, you know, am I not paying enough attention, or am I missing signs or whatever. But just kind of wanting to know what to do next. You know, I'm getting this feeling like this super, super well-intentioned wanting to just really do, you know, I'll put quotes, the right thing. And so all I want to say, and the angels are chiming in also, is that it's perfect, whatever it is, and that it's really easy for us to look outside ourselves and look, like Barbara Grace was talking about, being on that date and listening to other people, that really it's what's right for you, and that sometimes you can feel really alone, you know, because nobody else is on your path, right? We all are on a pretty solitary path, and it's really fun, like in this kind of situation, to get together and connect and we get each other's thing, right, Barbara Grace? And so it's lovely to call in, you know, and really we're with kindreds and that kind of thing. Really, your path is a pretty solitary path, and it's really tailored for you exactly. I mean, you're doing it, and you're listening, and you're doing it. It's kind of hard to explain a little bit. It's like you're tuned in, you're hearing it from, it's kind of like this, they're telling me to do this other chant. Okay, I will in a sec. So it's like you're tuning in to your inner guidance self, which is also connected to the outer, you know, if we look at it that way, God, home office, universe, whatever we want to call it. So really there is no separation, because it's like my kids are both atheists, and I tell them, well, it doesn't matter. It's your inner voice, right? So I don't see it as a separation for how I believe and how they believe, because to me it's all your inner guidance, your inner voice. So this chant that was coming to me is a chant that I do a lot, and it's called the Tuning In Chant. And the words mean, I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me, and it's all around me. And I often see it as a connecting, like it's, you know, if you see this big God in the sky kind of thing, it's like I'm taking my computer cord and plugging it in. But at the same time, you know, it's plugging into my inner self, because I know I've got a good guidance system within me. So I'll just do it. It's a really quick chant. If it's okay, I'll just do that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh. Namo Gurudev Namo.
Bravo.
I bow, we bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom, and it's within us. We know it's within us, and it's all around us. We are one. We are one. We are one.
Okay. All right, they want us to do a little bit of Infinity Healing Angel, and anyone else who feels that you need this as well, you just say yes, and it'll, the energy will flow through you as well. So, Elizabeth, for the purpose of this, you will be angel and you will say yes. How's that?
Okay, got it. Yes.
Okay. So we are now activating the Infinity Healing Energy. If you would like to receive it, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like an Infinity Healing for clarity and understanding about the situations in your life? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing all of the false beliefs that you need to be afraid, that you are alone, that you don't have any help, that whole idea that you are separate? If you'd like to let that go, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an Infinity Healing for any part of you that you may not even know about that's running in the background that says that you cannot accomplish the things that you really want to accomplish? And so that part of you keeps creating things to distract you from what it is you actually want to focus on. So if you'd like the Infinity Healing to help that part of you let go of its fear, its need to control you so that you can actually do what your heart is guiding you to do, and say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an Infinity Healing for opening you up and allowing you to give yourself permission to shine, to know that it's safe to be seen for who you really are, to be seen for the beautiful, loving light within you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an Infinity Healing for accepting that you are
good enough, that you are good enough to have what you desire, to create masterpieces and miracles and all of the wonderful things that are within you, that you are good enough right now. But you don't have to go out and get any more education or, you know, read any more books, listen to any more speakers, that you already are good enough. And if so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for realizing that you are connected to all of the answers to any question you have ever had, that everything is within you, and all you have to do is look within yourself, ask your guidance to show you. Ask the angels to show you. Ask whomever it is you want to talk to show you. Because it's already there. You have that knowledge. You have that understanding. It's there. It's inside of you. It always has been and it always will be. And it's okay for you to tap into that wisdom. You haven't done anything wrong. You're just going to get answers. And if you would like to receive that, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know where you went again, but I'm glad you're back.
Yes. It popped out again. Yeah. Okay. Who knows?
Okay, Angel, that's what I was guided to help you to clear up. If you have any questions or comments about any of that, or you just want to let me know how you're feeling, make sure you drink lots of water. You always need to do that whenever you do any of this energy work because it just keeps you flowing. Okay. So now we get to wait to see what Angel says, if Angel says anything. We did have another caller, but they popped out too, so.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, I've been doing all this heavy, you know, I'm doing all this deep breathing, and so I'm kind of like floating around the room. So maybe it made the internet kind of go, burp.
Could be.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently we're moving a lot of energy around here.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Yeah.
Okay, Angel is typing. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Focus on me and finishing my book, Magical Story Worth Telling. Oh, so she's writing a story, or he's writing a story. Okay, I get that Angel is a woman.
Great.
So I'm just going to call you she.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, let me know. So she's writing a magical story. Ooh, that
sweet.
Pretty. Feels good, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, focus on that book. It's definitely a story worth telling.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Angel is typing again. So, let me check in with her energy. Okay, they're saying she's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was getting a she also.
And usually they can tell the difference between men and women, so I'm assuming they're right.
I love how when you do the infinity healing, when I'm on the show with you, how it always feels very pertinent to me too. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh mm-hmm. yeah, I want it. Yes, yes. You know, I mean, I always say yes, no matter what. Right. But I, mm-hmm. but then I'll find that, oh yeah, I really, yeah, I want this one, you know? Oh yeah, this one. Yes. You know?
Like they're doing what's perfect for you, even though you didn't tell me anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and the angels are saying, we are one, we are one, we are one, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. So angel says, thank you again. And it's a true story with a famous man following love, was learning, but I was the love more than him. Oh, okay. So it's about your life and your love and, oh, that is good.
Neat.
Yeah. They're like, yes, share who you are. I guess that's part of your letting go of the disguise. So.
Coming out of the closet. they're cracking themselves up, you know.
Yes, they are. They are so funny. And thank you, Angel, for asking the question and
yes,
opening
yes.
up for the changes that you came to experience. And
yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, you
and
can
always,
drop the disguise.
Yeah, and it's not just for her. Also, it's really for all, you know. So
yeah.
Thank you for your work that you do in this world.
Oh, and let us know when the book is finished so we can read it.
Yeah, yeah. Keep us posted.
Okay, so she says, unconditional love lands us, never ending, when it doesn't work out. Okay, so they're saying that the unconditional part of that love always works out. Just
yes,
because it doesn't
I was getting
work
the
out
same.
The way we expect, yeah. Doesn't mean that it doesn't do exactly what it was meant to do.
Exactly.
And that
yeah,
all of it
exactly.
is absolutely perfect. I mean,
yeah.
if it hadn't gone the way it went, then you wouldn't have been writing a book. So, yeah, it really worked out perfectly. That's another one of those expectation things, you know, because we really do make up our minds about exactly how everything
oh, yeah.
is going to go, how the story is going
oh,
to end.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to ride
yeah.
off into the sunset, and the horse is going to be this really creamy tan color with a white tail and a white mane, and, you know...
But then we discover that we're on the white horse and our we're on the white horse and our black pants get white hair all over them, so it's like, oh well, maybe the white horse wasn't the right color. And
or maybe we find out we don't actually like riding horses and we are so funny in that we make up all this stuff and decide exactly how
oh
it's all going
gosh.
To come out. And it comes out in whatever way is for our highest good. And that is always
yeah.
true. That is
yeah.
not
yeah.
always. In fact, it is seldom exactly what we expected. Because we really do have limited minds. And the angels and our guidance, they don't have our limitations. So what they can help us create is so much more
than what our little
minds
come up with on their
own. That's right. That's right.
Okay. Okay, so now she's saying that he was her soulmate, her twin flame. Oh, that brings up a whole different thing. Okay, they want to share something about that. All right, let's see. We have taken this whole image of soulmate and twin flames, and we have romanticized it. And they're like, you've got to let that go. You know, for years, they had been telling me that I was going to meet my, you know, my special someone, my special soulmate, whatever you want to call him. And then I met him. And now I'm ready to move on because even though I love him, he is not, he's not where I am in my life. And he doesn't seem to want to be where I am. And I'm okay with that. He can make his own choices and that's absolutely fine. But I don't have to stay with him just because he's supposed to be the one. Because guidance has told me that there's not just one, the one. You actually have several the ones that are going to come and help you to learn things about yourself. And I did learn so much from having this person in my life. And one of the things that I learned was that I don't actually need to have this person in my life.
Yeah.
And so it was letting go of all of that neediness, that desperation, that, oh, my gosh, this is the one. It's got to be this one. If I screw this up, I'm going to be alone and have to get 60 million cats and all of that kind of stuff. I'm past all that now.
Yeah.
So there's not just one, and it's all absolutely wonderful, and you will meet whomever you need to meet to create whatever it is that you need to create so that you can learn whatever it is you've come to learn in this lifetime. And you can also always choose to live in easy world where everything flows with benevolent love, grace, and ease. I just love that.
That's good. I love that. I want, yeah, easy world. I think I haven't always chosen easy world.
I know I haven't always chosen easy world. But when you choose easy world, it makes a huge difference because then you don't have to fight against life. You can actually be in the flow and enjoy it. That's the beauty of easy world. So you are all invited to come and join me in Easy World. There's more than enough housing, and you can decide exactly what you want your life to be.
I like it.
Okay. So we're down to our last 5 minutes. Gosh, time just flies.
Okay. No kidding.
So are you... Are you, what is the word that I want? I don't know. Is there anything that you are shown that needs to be said, sung, chanted, blah, 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 blah?
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I was kind of fighting this, but they're telling me I'm supposed to sing this song. So there we go, singing the song thing, because it's not a chant. So okay. But it is a blessing. It's a traditional Irish blessing, actually. And it's something that we always have sung at the end of every Kundalini yoga class. So if anybody's ever been to a Kundalini yoga class, they'll have heard this song. So their angels are saying, I'm supposed to sing it. Okay. Ah, here we go. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on, guide your way on.
Oh, that just feels so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they have a message that they want me to give to everyone. And oh, and they're saying, Angel, listen to this message because this is for you too. Beloved ones, as you go about your journey called life, you will encounter so many different people, so many different opportunities, so many different things. And it's just like you're looking through this shop window at all of the pretty sparklies and wondering which pretty sparkly is going to be yours. We don't want you to be distracted by the pretty sparklies. Yes, you can have a million pretty sparklies, but the whole point of your journey is you. It's all about you and what you are going to learn, who you are going to become, what you are growing into. And there will be so many people who will be assisting you on that journey. People that you won't even realize are assisting you are assisting you. Strangers on the street, just encountering their energy is having an effect on you. And the same thing is true about you. And then there are those who come into your life and they are bigger than life. They are so enormous for you. And sometimes you shift your focus completely from you to them. And then things fall apart. And you wonder, what did you ever do to deserve this horrible experience? And we want you to know you didn't do anything wrong, and it's not a horrible experience. It's just an opportunity to learn. And when you let go of your expectations about how everything is supposed to turn out, you are actually opening up to them being better, better than you have ever imagined. There is so much more to your life, to who you are, than what you've been taught. And you are learning that, each and every one of you. So when you ask us to help you, we help you. And if you don't understand, ask us for clarity. Ask us for the understanding. Ask us for what it is you really desire. And when you are doing that, you are talking about what you want to feel. Because you're not talking about things. Things are just things. It's your feelings that guides your life. So focus on what's important, which is you. And focus on what you are feeling and what you want to let go of feeling. This is your life, your creation. You are the one deciding what you are experiencing in every moment. And so you are the one who can create it to be absolutely beautiful or absolutely horrendous. That's you. That's your power. That's why you're here. We love you. Okay,
You have 10 seconds. Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye, honey. Love you. Thanks so much.
Oh, I love you too. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Oh. Yes, and we will do this again next month on the 4th Friday, because
yes.
There's actually 5 Fridays
okay.
in next month, I think, or some month.
Oh, okay.
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 Well, fabulous. Everyone have a wonderful weekend, and love you all. Bye-bye.